Well, we hear from our customers all the time that the sooner we can get the forms out, the better, because it gives farmers that much more time to get the forms completed, any forms that need signing by third parties done, crop insurance information submitted, so that the whole package is complete and they're ready to have their money issued on April the 1st. And you are right, this is the earliest we've ever been available, by about a week compared to last year.
What can you tell us about some of the advance rates? Are there big differences between this year and what we saw last year?
There have been dramatic increases in the rates because the market values of all the commodities have shot up over the last year. So as an example, canola this year is $363.75 a ton. Last year, the advance rate was $252.20 a ton. So for the same number of acres or the same tonnage of crops that farmers grew last year, they can expect to see anywhere from 25 to 35% more cash flow out of this year's cash advance than they did last year's cash advance.
Will that additional money be necessary based on current conditions?
We're certainly expecting that a lot of our customers coming out of last year's drought are in a position where they don't have much cash flow because they didn't have grain in the bin or crop insurance was required to pay off their cash advance. So we expect that there'll be a significant demand for cash flow to help put this year's crop in.
Any changes in regards to the amounts available for maximum and the interest-free, is that pretty much the same as previous years?
That is the same as last year, so it's still $100,000 interest-free. A total of $1 million at CCGA, that extra $900,000 is at prime minus 0.75%, and CCGA still has no fee for the cash advance. And I guess the other thing that farmers need to keep in mind is that the Bank of Canada is talking about increasing interest rates in the near future, so that prime rate that we use as our foundation could go up, but we will always be 0.75% below CIBC prime, no matter what the prime rate moves to.
So will that prime rate be in effect as of April 1st then, when the applications go through? Will that be the number that's used?
It will be whatever the published rate is at that time. Today it's 2.45%, which means our interest rate is 1.7. If the Bank of Canada raises prime rate before April 1st, that will be the new point we use to calculate the interest rate on the advance at that point in time.
Anything else we should know?
The other thing is that in addition to starting the program earlier, we've also made a number of changes to our secure website, the online application process, to make it even simpler for farmers to apply. And we encourage everybody to get out there as early as possible. We've got staff on the phones waiting to take their applications. The secure site is up and running. And we're looking forward to helping farmers get the cash flow they need to get the crop in this year.